It's Thursday, September 20th, time for our weekly visit with OSU President Burns Hargis. And we begin Campus Connection, Burns, with OSU football climbing in the polls after beating Boise State.
Yeah, it was a great Saturday. In fact, it started out Saturday morning when we broke ground on the new Michael and Ann Greenwood Music School, which will be right adjacent to the new McKnight Performing Arts Center. So that's really going to enhance our music programs at Oklahoma State. And then that afternoon, as you say, after the first quarter, which was not terribly inspiring, the team really took off, and it was a great victory over a very good Boise State squad. And you're right, they jumped, I think, nine or 10 points in the rankings.
Burns, let's turn to news of another national award for OSU in the area of diversity.
Yeah, diversity's been a real focus of ours, and we're pleased that others are taking notice. Once again this year, OSU has been recognized for its leadership in diversity by Insight into Diversity magazine. In fact, we're one of 10 schools that have won this award seven straight years. For the second straight year, the magazine also named OSU as a diversity champion, which is an elite group of only a handful of universities. OSU's commitment to diversity is helping us create a welcoming and inclusive campus, and this current freshman class is about 28% diverse.
OSU is celebrating the opening of a one-of-a-kind new facility on the Stillwater campus called Endeavor.
It is indeed. Endeavor is a state-of-the-art facility for interdisciplinary research and learning in our College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology. We're going to hold a grand opening tomorrow, and it will include a modern take on the ceremonial ribbon cutting, except it'll be with drones and a robot who will handle the honors. So I'll have the day off, I guess. We owe a huge thanks to the many donors who saw this vision for the facility and adopted it. Endeavor will allow undergraduate students to take theories learned in the classroom and apply that knowledge through hands-on faculty-mentored projects. It's a 72,000-square-foot building, has three floors of labs for innovation, assembly, and fabrication. The work will focus in areas of robotics, digital manufacturing, fluid dynamics, sustainable building concepts, sensors, electronics, energy, and you name it.
And Burns, OSU is launching a new podcast called Dear Oklahoma that will amplify the voices of Oklahoma-based writers.
That's right. In fact, tonight, the launch party in Tulsa for the new podcast will happen, and featured there will be Ponca City author and OSU alumnus Brandon Hobson. He's got a new book, Where the Dead Sit Talking, and it's earning high praise across the country. The program is a collaboration between the Oklahoma Oral History Research Program at the OSU Library, as well as the Center for Poets and Writers at OSU Tulsa. The podcast features reading, the interviews, and commentary about writing in Oklahoma. I look forward to hearing the conversations.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.